Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. The year is 1899, and the 56-year-old man had already accomplished great things. When he was younger, he answered the call to service and enlisted in the war between the states. And when he left, he devoted himself to the study of law and to raising a family, which is a really sad part of his life, as his daughter Catherine died at age 3 to typhoid fever, and her sister lived an even shorter life of 4 months. Besides being our 25th American president, William McKinley was a man of action who tried to be forward-thinking, often championing unpopular ideas that he believed were good for the country. To protect our industries, McKinley fought for the highest tariffs in American history. In the year 1899, Spain was still an imperial power with large holdings including Cuba, Philippines, Puerto Rico. You could argue that McKinley was anti-imperialist as he oversaw a war against Spain leading to the liberation of Cuba, and a peaceful anti-imperialist at that. McKinley was not a warlike man preferring to work with Spain toward a peaceful end. He would have happily avoided a war if possible. Despite what the history books say, it's not quite right to call McKinley a progressive because he believed in the old-fashioned idea that money doesn't grow on trees. The president campaigned on the gold standard, the belief that paper currency should be backed by gold, precious metals, and that government should not print money out of thin air. You may be disappointed to hear this part. William McKinley was a lawyer. Now, before you hold that against him, he was a 2-term governor for the state of Ohio, so he must have had some suitable life skills. A man of accomplishment, vision, hard work. Whether or not you agree with him on tariffs or monetary policy, there is no disputing that he served his country with honor and distinction, both in uniform and in office. McKinley was a victim of gun violence. His life was brought to an untimely end when, as president, he was assassinated by an angry left-wing radical. The great generations that lived before us, they honored McKinley with a statue, where by today's standard, they would have blamed the gun and not the shooter. Now fast forward to today. The know-nothings in Arcata have voted to kill President McKinley again. Progressives have an inborn hatred for history, because by definition, history is a compilation of ideas with results. The far left-wing person believes that he can overcome historical precedent simply by shouting louder and typing his words in all caps. But history, it doesn't work that way. If a pretty economic system leads to mass starvation, it's easier to blame historical, imperfect people than to cast doubt on failed ideas like communism, socialism, free health care, public-owned farms, socialized medicine, free housing. So that's the long-term play. Encourage young people to ignore history and embrace failed ideas. President McKinley, well, he's the latest victim of political correctness.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.